Welcome to Hot Mom Habits, the ultimate podcast for moms who want to prioritize their health and wellness while doing all the things. I'm your host, Natalie Schwartz, certified health coach, postpartum fitness instructor, and mom of three. I'm here to help you establish healthy habits and maintain a balanced lifestyle, so let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. Let's get into it. How to master consistency when it comes to creating healthy habits. I think that this is the biggest marker that so many of us miss is the consistency piece, right? What do you do every single morning consistently that you've been doing since probably the age of two? It's brushing your teeth, right? You've consistently showed up for this one habit for your entire life. If you hadn't been consistent with that, it wouldn't become a habit. So this is where we miss the mark. People get discouraged when there's not an immediate result. And so we don't want to be consistent. So I am going to share some steps with you, some tips, some hacks, whatever you want to call it. Get a paper and a pen so that we can get into how to master consistency, because that is where we fall off. So once you master consistency, you've formed a new habit, you've created a new lifestyle change, and this is where the majority of us are wanting to get. So first, number one, here we go. It's set realistic goals. We're going to say, for example, you have 40 pounds that you want to lose. Let's set the goal at losing 5 pounds, and let's go in 5 pound increments, right? Like, let's start small with achievable goals that can fit into your current lifestyle. How are we going to do that? You need to create a routine. Number two is to create a routine. So you need to develop a daily or weekly routine that includes time for exercise and eating healthy. So whatever your goal is, set a realistic goal for yourself, right? If you're like, I want to be America's Next Top Model. Okay, well, that's amazing, but like maybe we start by saying, I just want to crush a runway walk, you know, like let's just start small and then work towards that bigger one. So creating a routine. So for example, let's just stick with exercise here and weight loss, since that's what I specialize in. And so many of us are trying to get back to a place postpartum, even if you're years postpartum, to a body, to an energy that you recognize and that you love. So creating a routine, my biggest piece of advice, and you have heard me say this time again, is to pick the same time every day that you're going to do your workout, especially when you have littles at home, because the days can go crazy and be unpredictable. So if you are lucky enough to still be in this stage where you get a nap time, girl, I just snapped my fingers. If you can hear that on the mic, boom, that's your workout time. Pick that same time every single day. And the reason I advocate for this so hard is because when you are at home with littles, it is so easy to go, I'll get to my workout once I finish the swap the wash, which turns into, holy shit, the laundry room is dirty. I'm going to grab the broom and sweep. And then, oh my gosh, I'm going to prep lunch so I don't have to do it when the kid is waking up and he's screaming and hungry. And we get caught up in doing so many other things. So it's like, no, you just pick the same time every day and your body will start to crave that. So creating a routine is super powerful when you're wanting to master a consistency with something. So pick that same time every day. And number three, involve your family. For moms, this is so important. So you can encourage your older kids to join you in doing the workout, or you pick the time when people are napping. That's you involving your family, right? Because that's your window to be alone and uninterrupted, so you can crush a workout, take a shower, and feel like a different version of you before that sweet little angel arises and needs you for the rest of the day. So If you have older kids, sometimes my 4.5-year-old loves to get down next to me and he goes, I'm going to do the workouts with you. I'm like, okay, fine, let's do it. And he just kind of flails around and then he gets bored in about 2 minutes and he goes back to his activity. So you can get the family involved. If your husband is home, if that happens to be the time of day that you are consistently showing up to do your workout, invite him to join. You know, like make it a fun experience. It doesn't have to be this like separate secretive thing that you're doing, because it also provides quality time with your family. It promotes the idea of being healthy. I think it's so important to let your kids watch you work out because that shows them that you value your health. It shows them that you value movement. It shows them that you value taking care of yourself. So mommy sets aside time, not when everyone's away who's old enough to know what's going on, but that she does it now, here and now. They get to see that and that will become normal to them. Step number 4 for mastering consistency is to plan and prepare. And this goes back to number 2 with creating a routine. Take time to either meal prep or take time to plan your workouts for the week in advance. If your schedule is crazy, be open to be flexible, but try and find a time. Sit down Sunday with your calendar and go, okay, let's look at the next week. So-and-so has soccer. This person has dance. This person's doing this. This is my workout time. This is my workout time. This is my workout time. Schedule it in, because planning and being prepared will have you feeling accomplished. It will not have you feeling rushed. It will not have you feeling resentful or stressed out. Because once you start feeling stressed or resentful towards your workout, guess what? You're not going to do it. You're sure as hell not going to be consistent with it. So plan and prepare. And I have to be honest with you, I'm not a meal prepper. I am a rare breed. I just buy a shit ton of healthy food. And every night it is a mystery. I look in the fridge and go, okay, this is going to go with this. And this is going to go with this. And that's what's for dinner. I don't plan a damn thing, but here's the type. If you are the type of person that needs a meal plan and a grocery shopping list and a schedule to follow, like very type A, I got you. Inside of Elevate, I have a brand new meal plan every single month with a grocery shopping list with easy, delicious meals that the whole family will love. So you can tap into that if you need it. Also, when you are planned with food, like I don't buy processed food. I do not buy crazy, like you won't see Lay's potato chips or cookies or Goldfish crackers or soda in our house. I buy, you get fruit for a snack if you're hungry, or you can have some healthy crackers that have like a few ingredients in them. We like the almond flour crackers, you know, like that's real food is the option. So when you are planned and prepped by having that real food on hand, guess what? That's what you're going to go for when you're needing a snack. That's what you're going to go for. It's about having that preparation ahead of time. So number 4 is to plan and prepare. And number 5, when it comes to mastering consistency, is to prioritize self-care. Making self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. This, yes, includes the exercise, but it can be meditation, it can be reading, it could be locking yourself in the bathroom with a hot coffee and not coming out until you've drink the whole thing. Whatever it looks like for the season of motherhood that you're in, whatever crazy type of situation you're going through, because being at home with little kids is wild, especially if you are solo parenting while your partner is at work. Let me tell you, it is not for the faint of heart. So prioritizing self-care, because when you take care of yourself, you are better equipped to take care of your family. That's why I love what I do inside of Elevate. My workouts are between 20 and 25 minutes, and you are feeling energized. You are feeling strong. You are feeling empowered. That is your time, mom, to take care of you And they're on demand. So you can do it in your living room. You can do it in your bedroom. You can cast it to the TV. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on vacation in a hotel room. Anywhere you need it, it's available to you because you deserve that. You deserve to prioritize you and your self-care. So that is how you also master consistency, is that you are prioritizing that version of self-care. Number six is to be flexible. Understand that life with children can be unpredictable. Nothing throws a wrench in my life like somebody deciding they're not going to take a nap that day, because that's mommy's time and I look forward to that time. That's my workout time. That's my time to take a shower, put makeup on so I feel like a human being. But guess what? Life is unpredictable with kids. So be flexible with your plans and have a backup option. Okay? If you, like, for instance, if you can't make it to do your workout at your set time during nap time because somebody decided they didn't want to nap, do it at bedtime. Or give yourself grace and go, okay, today the baby needed me to be all hands-on and I'll do my workout tomorrow. Like, be able to be flexible, because not every day is going to be this rigid schedule to follow. And when you allow yourself to invite in and accept the mindset that things are not going to be perfect on this journey of getting your body back postpartum or getting strong or getting in shape, whatever it is for you, that is where you will continue to be consistent, because you will let go of the guilt for missing a day. You will let go of that rigidity of having this set schedule and know that shit happens, things come up, and it's okay. We're going to get right back onto it tomorrow. So just be flexible. And number seven is to track your progress. This I freaking love. I don't want you to open my fitness pal or whatever the hell people track and log their food. No, you will never catch me telling you to count your macros, count your calories, track, track, track. That's insane. And it's not sustainable for a lifestyle. What you will see me or hear me encourage you to do is, when it comes to working out and getting it together in the body department postpartum, is to track your progress with pictures. And I've shared this on social so many times. You will not notice the scale tipping in a huge way. You won't even feel different in your body. But those pictures tell the story. And when I look at the pictures, I took every other week, I took pictures when I was losing my 52 pounds from my third pregnancy. And holy hell, it is amazing to watch your body transform in those photos. You can't feel it physically. You can't see it because you're in your skin day to day. Just like when you get a puppy and they're 8 weeks old and they're so tiny. And then by the time they're 4 months old, they're like this big dog. You're like, what the hell? Like, how that just happened under my nose. I didn't even see it. So taking pictures is the king of tracking your progress. Trust me, you will see your progress and you will be so effing motivated to keep going that it is going to light a fire in you like you've never experienced. We are so dissociated with being patient because everything is just instant gratification and we're just overstimulated and have no attention span thanks to social media. But I tell you, when you see the progress that's happening in the photos, you will keep being consistent and showing up. Okay. And then number eight is to find support. If you are the type of person who thrives off community or accountability, finding a community of other moms who are also focused on healthy habits is a game changer for the accountability, and it's very motivating. Inside of Elevate, there is an entire community of moms just like you in the same exact season with the same exact body goals who are there to support you, open arms. I freaking cannot stress how amazing it is to know that other moms are at home on the struggle bus with their sanity, juggling all the things, but they're choosing themselves. They are choosing to consistently show up and get their workouts in. Having that accountability and having that group of moms there is just such a game changer. And then number 9 is to celebrate your small wins. So even celebrating deciding to join a workout program or deciding that you are going to be consistent, that is a small win. Acknowledge and celebrate your success. Celebrate your decision, no matter how small, because the positive reinforcement can help build the momentum to keep you going when you are looking to master being consistent. And last but not least, it is be kind to yourself. Do not be too hard on yourself. If you miss a day or 2 days, or you go to a birthday party and you have to Uber home because you got surprise hammered, whatever it is, be kind with yourself and know that this is a lifestyle. This is not, I need to drop 10 pounds before Cabo. I'm 25, so I'm going to take laxatives and just drink juice. Like, we are adults. We are mothers. This is a lifestyle change. Choosing to be healthy, choosing to eat good, choosing to be the type of woman who shows up and exercises. Yes, the vanity is there. Do you think I don't love to pop off on Instagram in a bikini pic? Like, yes, ma'am, I'm 37. This body's never looked better. But guess what? It's also like this body picks up a gigantic 1.5-year-old. It picks up a 4.5-year-old. It picks up an 8-year-old. I can carry the 3 of them attached to my body like barnacles up our flight of stairs. That is the strength in motherhood. I can have a baby on my hip while I bend down to pick up groceries and try to unlock the car with my keys at the same time. That is what you're training for. That's what you're getting healthy for, is motherhood. It's that ability to chase after your kids, to keep up with them, to lift them up. So be kind to yourself. Recognize sometimes that setbacks are part of the journey, and that if you fall off one day, it doesn't mean you throw the whole program out the window. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It's just like life is meant to be lived. Birthday parties are meant to be enjoyed. Date nights are meant to be enjoyed. So enjoy them and then get back to your healthy habit the next day. So there you have it, ladies. There is our top 10 list of how to master consistency when it comes to healthy habits. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope to see you inside of Elevate. You can start your 7-day free trial right now. Work out with me anywhere, anytime, on demand. Meet the incredible group of moms who are in there to support you. I'll see you next time. Love ya. Bye.